Hare Krishna. Well, it's one day evening, and I'm wondering whether I'll be able to get this message off. I've been on Pariyatra all day yesterday and today, and the weather has been extremely bad. It was raining, wind blowing, and I don't have any internet line here. I have only my telephone, and even there the reception isn't very good. Right now I'm camped. I have a tent pitched on top of a boathouse overlooking the Danube. Very scenic, although it's quite chilly, but I have an electric heater inside the tent to keep me warm for the night. We have a very wonderful Pariyatra going on, about 30 devotees. There's some devotees from Romania, devotees from different parts of Hungary come to visit. And we're just walking and chanting all day long, distributing books. We just finished prasadam, although it's 6 o'clock in the evening, and very wonderful and tasty. When you chant all day long, eating prasadam outside is really delicious. And we're continuing on tomorrow. Devotees who want to come from abroad, don't hesitate. We're having a great time over here. I'm going to answer some questions here today, and today the first one is from Radha Govinda Prabhu from Ukraine. He says, some devotees say that our level of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, our prayers reach only Paramatma, and that of Sri Radha Krishna, our prayers only at the stage of full Sharanagati. So the question is, who hears our prayers at our stage? Is it Lord Paramatma, or is it directly Sri Radha Shyama Sundar? I haven't read anything to this effect, and I'd be quite interested to hear who are the devotees that say this and what their shastric evidence for it is. I'd understand that devotees whose Ishtadeva is Radha Krishna are heard by Radha Krishna at all stage of their advancement in devotional service. Although we practice Vaidhi Sarana Bhakti, but our Ishta, our worshipable deity for Vaidhi Sarana Bhakti, is Radha Krishna. And Yejitaman Prapadyante, although they may reciprocate according to our level of surrender, and we may have not reached the stage of full Sharanagati, still they are reciprocating. Evidence that comes to mind of this is the songs of our acharyas, Thakur Bhaktivinod, Narottam Das Thakur, cast themselves in the role of conditioned souls who are appealing directly to Krishna. That beautiful song of Bhaktivinod Thakur Gopinath. He poses himself as a fallen conditioned soul, but he's offering his prayers to the Lord of the Gopis. And he says, O Gopinath, hear my prayer. So is Gopinath not hearing the prayer of someone who follows Bhaktivinod Thakur's lead? And Narottam Das Thakur, same thing. Srila Prabhupada's favorite song, Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goinu, is the state again of a conditioned soul who's calling out to Radha and Krishna, who's calling out to Hari. Does Hari here refer to the super soul? It doesn't seem to be the mood or the psychology of the song. So unless someone can show me some really good evidence from Shastra or our Acharyas, my answer would be that we're offering our prayers directly to Radha Shyama Sundar. If you're appealing to them, they're hearing you. Now, let's see what the next question is. The next question was from Janak Rajani in the UK, but I'm not going to respond to your question because it's not really well cast. It's extremely confusing. You're asking about Maya testing of devotees. However, there are mixed philosophical concepts in here and would go beyond the time duration of this podcast to answer it. So please recast that question again. Make it very, very simple and short. If all devotees think about how to formulate the questions as short as possible, generally it will also be much clearer like that. Clear for you, clear for me. Balaram Prabhu is asking a question. He says, when Krishna punished Kaliya, then Balaram was not nervous. But when Krishna fought with Bakasura, then he was scared. So why is that? And the answer is that according to the movements of Krishna's internal potencies, sometimes Balaram is aware of Krishna's divinity, and sometimes he forgets it. When Krishna was dancing on the hood of Kaliya's serpent, and even before that, when Krishna was in Kaliya's coils, everyone else was aghast. The Brijbasis were fainting, and Mother Yashoda wanted to run into the water to save Krishna. Balaram, in order to encourage the others, remained composed, and knowing that Krishna was just exhibiting a lila, he smiled. When the situation with Bakasura appeared, then Balaram was put into a state of forgetfulness. And in that way, he could taste increased love for Krishna, or another aspect of love for Krishna. He tastes the aspect of love for Krishna, feeling that Krishna was being endangered. In both cases, they are meant to nourish also Balaram's mood, rasa, of service to the Lord. When Kaliya Lila was taking place, then Balaram was feeling great love for Krishna, thinking how wonderful Krishna was, that he was allowing this snake, which is really a horrible creature, to embrace his beautiful transcendental body. And therefore he was feeling love like that. And with Bakasura, as mentioned earlier. Now Dharmasetu Prabhu from New Zealand is asking about Gayatri Mantra. He says, you mentioned that we could suggest topics of interest for you to comment on. One topic I would like to hear about is Gayatri Mantras and the practice of chanting Gayatri. But this is one topic that I shouldn't talk about freely, because there are uninitiated devotees online here, devotees with first initiation, and Gayatri Mantra should be heard only by second initiated Brahmins. It's a topic which is of a confidential nature, and therefore I don't feel right that I discuss that subject here at this present time. So I'll have to leave that for another one. And let's see the last question here. Haridas from New Vrindavan is asking, please explain what the difference is between first and second initiation, and why second initiation is more important and binding than first initiation, and if one has received Nam and Mantra from different persons, what the difference is in their roles. Well, I may not answer all aspects of this, Haridas Prabhu, but firstly, first initiation is receiving the holy name. In one sense, from the point of view of our eternal relationship with Krishna, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is more important. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra gives us eternal perfection and takes us into the spiritual world. Second initiation means receiving Gayatri Mantra, is meditations through the means of transcendental sound vibration, which are meant to liberate us from the bodily concept of life and reveal to us our eternal identity. However, the realm or the domain of Gayatri Mantra is perfection within this world, whereas that of the Maha Mantra is to the transcendental realm. So in that sense, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or first initiation, is more important than second. in terms of Vedic perspective or in terms of the perspective of the rules and regulations according to our scriptures, in order to be a practicing Brahmana, one needs to have second initiation. And therefore, first initiation is the preliminary step towards that, and second initiation completes the initiation, although both of them are equally binding, because in both of them we make vows. As far as the mantras being received from different persons, what the roles of the persons are, it's dependent upon the relationship that one has with the individuals. Roles cannot be dictated. They come as a consequence of Guru Krishna Prasadi, by how one sees Krishna's will being manifest. And in conclusion, I'll just read one quote from Srila Kirti Prabhu's Remembrances of Srila Prabhupada. This is entitled, "Just by reading this one book, you can become Krishna conscious." This is in April of 1973 in Los Angeles. Entering Srila Prabhupada's quarters was always an enlightening experience. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada sat and read his books. Whenever he read, it seemed as if someone else had written his books, because he did not read with the mind of an author looking for edited mistakes or grammatical errors. He read them with the appreciation of a pure devotee reading the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, to whom he was completely attached. One day I went into Srila Prabhupada's room to perform my duties. He was reading Bhagavad Gita as it is. After offering my obeisances, he looked at me and said, "If you just read this one book and understand, you will become Krishna conscious in this very life." A few months later, when I went into his room, he was reading Nectar of Devotion. He looked at me and said, "This book is so nice. Just by reading this one book, you can become Krishna conscious." And that's it for today. I'm going to send this podcast off as soon as I can. I hope we'll be in touch again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.